How are the election results affecting immigrant communities? NPR's Joel Rose has been looking into this, and this morning he brings our attention to the suburbs of Atlanta. The blue wave that delivered Georgia to President-elect Joe Biden also elected several county sheriffs who have pledged to limit how they cooperate with immigration and customs enforcement. Across the country, though, not all sheriffs are planning to ease up on enforcement.
For years, immigrants in the suburbs of Atlanta lived in fear that a routine traffic stop would lead to deportation. Azadeh Shashahani is with Project South, an advocacy group there.
It created an atmosphere of terror for immigrant communities going about their lives.
Advocates say this is how the deportation pipeline has worked. An immigrant gets pulled over and detained, often for driving without a license or insurance. Then a sheriff's deputy at the county jail calls ICE. Thousands of immigrants in the country illegally have been deported this way. But now there are, you might say, some new sheriffs in town.
I'm the sheriff of Gwinnett County for everybody, all right, regardless of your race, regardless of your gender, regardless of your immigration status.
Kebo Taylor is the sheriff-elect in Gwinnett County outside Atlanta. He's a Democrat and the first black man ever elected to the job. Taylor ran on a promise to get rid of a longstanding cooperation agreement with ICE.
It definitely undermined the confidence and trust and transparency between law enforcement and the community.
Taylor says the agreement wasn't helping public safety, and it was hurting trust in law enforcement in a county where more than one in four residents was born outside the U.S. He's pledged to get rid of it on day one.
That is correct. That is my plan. Yes, it is.
The 2020 election is expected to usher in a major shift in immigration enforcement. On the federal level, the Biden administration plans to rein in ICE enforcement nationwide, starting with a temporary moratorium on deportations. And on the local level, a number of sheriffs known for their hardline immigration stances retired or lost their reelection bids. Democrat Craig Owens ousted the Republican sheriff in Cobb County, also in the Atlanta suburbs. Owens has pledged to end his county's agreement with ICE, too.
There's nothing that we can find anywhere to say the program has took a large-scale number of violent criminals off the road. From my perspective, it seemed like it's doing more profiling of individuals versus keeping our community safe.
These 287G agreements, as they are formally known, have been around since the mid-2000s. They were supposed to make it easier to identify and deport dangerous criminals. But in practice, critics say police use traffic violations as a pretext to pull over anyone who looks Latino or like an immigrant. It's hard to overstate how relieved immigrants in Atlanta are to see an end to these agreements. Adelina Nichols is the director of the Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights.
We are so, so happy. We were crying here at the office, waiting for the results of the election. This has been a long journey with a lot of suffering and family separations as well.
But not all immigrant communities are heaving a sigh of relief. Several sheriffs known for embracing 287G won re-election, including Sheriff Bill Wayburn in Tarrant County, Texas. Wayburn says many of the immigrants in his jails are criminals and repeat offenders. Here he is at the White House last year.
If we have to turn them loose or they get released, they're coming back to your neighborhood and my neighborhood. These drunks will run over your children and they will run over my children.
In this election, Wayburn fended off a challenger who wanted to end the county's 287G agreement with ICE. So did another hardliner, Bob Gualtieri, the sheriff in Pinellas County, Florida, which includes St. Petersburg and Clearwater.
The perception of the program leads people to the erroneous belief that it is all bad when it's not.
Gualtieri says that even if the Biden administration moves away from these agreements, he's still going to do his best to help ICE.
We have people that are in this country illegally and they've committed crimes. And we don't want to release them back into the community, especially when those crimes are serious crimes.
Federal immigration enforcement might change next year, but Gualtieri says the sheriff's office in Pinellas County will not. Joel Rose, NPR News.